Thank you for tuning in to Exploring Magnuson Park on Space 101.1 FM. All opinions expressed on air belong to the show host and our guests and are not necessarily the opinions of Space, the City of Seattle, or any of its elected or appointed officials.
So much to see, so much to do, walking up and down my street. How are you, and what do you?
Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. I have a very special guest with me today, Maddie Berkman from the Magnuson Park Gallery. Maddie, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I am really excited to be talking to you. I have not had anybody from the gallery on the show before, and volunteering with the station for a few years, I've been on the Sandpoint Arts and Cultural Exchange board for a year, and I'll have to admit, I am not terribly familiar with everything that the gallery does. Certainly the radio station, but not so much the gallery. I've mentioned the gallery a bunch on the show. Listeners have probably heard me talking about all the activities and events that the gallery does, which leads me into one of the main reasons why I wanted to have you on, and that is the 10th anniversary celebration for the Magnuson Park Gallery. And before we get into that, I know there's a lot going on, but I do want you to kind of introduce yourself to our listeners, let them know what your role is at Magnuson Park Gallery and how you got started there.
Well, I joined Magnuson Park Gallery in January of 2022. I was in grad school at the time and working towards my master's degree in arts leadership at Seattle University, and was searching for a part-time job that could also fulfill a practicum requirement. And a practicum is a funny word for an internship. It's a hands-on experience working in, you know, real-world setting in your field. So it actually was the perfect opportunity for me to apply what I was learning in school to the gallery. And it also was a great opportunity for me to jump in and support the local arts community.
All right. Well, let's get into this 10th anniversary celebration then. 10 years of the Magnuson Park Gallery. Can you give us a little bit of a background of that history coming into these 10 years and this celebration?
Yeah, so space in general is closer to 20 years old, but it took about 10 years for the gallery to actually come into existence. So this is a huge milestone for us. Over the past decade, we've focused on curating and showcasing exhibits by emerging and established local artists, along with occasional collections or things that people are not selling. The gallery serves as an accessible public space for visual arts. We host events like artist talks, receptions, and opportunities for the community to host pop-up exhibits. We also organize events like the Plein Air Arts Festival, Building 30 West Open Arts Studio, and try to create an inclusive environment for people to experience and celebrate the arts. We are part of the larger nonprofit Sandpoint Arts and Cultural Exchange, so we have a lot of flexibility that traditional for-profit galleries might not have in the artwork that we show and the partnerships that we can develop. It allows us to keep our focus on community impact and supporting artists rather than on sales.
All right. Again, a lot going on with the gallery here in Magnuson Park and for this area, this community as a whole. Again, have mentioned it a number of times with all those events. You've spoken to a few of them. The gallery has the radio station beat by a few years. This was our 7th year anniversary. So the 10th year of the Magnuson Park Gallery, and you have this celebration coming up. What can you tell us about this celebration? What's going on this coming weekend with the celebration?
On November 23rd, from 12 to 4 p.m., all of Building 30 West in Magnuson Park is celebrating its 10th year anniversary. So in addition to the gallery, we are also going to be having an open art studios event, which gives you the opportunity to tour over 30 artist studios to see their creative spaces. For those looking to get creative themselves in the Historic Officers Club, we're going to be hosting free programming, which includes a drop-in still life workshop, a collage station, and some more things that we are keeping a surprise. You will also have the opportunity to learn about organizations that we partner with, like Park Punks, and we might even have the opportunity to learn more about the radio station as well.
All right, so November 23rd, this coming weekend, what does the timeline for that event look like? What does the agenda look like for that day?
So from 12 to 4 p.m., the whole building is going to be open. So as I said, there are about 30 artist studios. You can wander in and out of those. And you can also head onto the third floor, which is where the Magnuson Park Gallery is located. We're going to be having a special reception. And at 2 p.m., we're going to gather for a celebratory toast that marks this milestone. You're going to get the opportunity to meet the exhibiting artists and enjoy the wide variety of artwork that we have on display.
So the event, this 10th anniversary celebration, Saturday, November 23rd, coming up in a couple days here, 12 to 4 p.m. at Building 30 in Magnuson Park. Is there a cost associated with this event, or is there any type of registration that folks need to do in order to attend?
The event is completely free to attend. It is all ages. Everything about it is free. We do invite you to RSVP to our celebratory toast if you plan on being able to attend that part so that we can accommodate everybody. We have a optional RSVP on our website, which is spaceatmagnuson.org/10years, which will take you to that Eventbrite page. And again, it's all free, optional RSVP. If you would like to attend the Open Art Studios event, that RSVP is even more optional. But if you'd like to participate in our toast at 2 p.m. and we would like you to have a glass of sparkling apple cider, then let us know if you'll be able to attend.
Well, I am definitely looking forward to it. It sounds like there are going to be a lot of really fun activities going on. I always enjoy walking around the gallery, walking around those artist studios when they are open. And I'm definitely excited about the surprise activities that you have going on that day. With the gallery itself, again, I am not as familiar, even though I've volunteered with space for a while now. What can you tell us about Magnuson Park Gallery? Maybe a little bit of an overview of the gallery. You've mentioned some of those activities, but what it means for kind of the broader community.
Yeah, so I think that we have a really unique opportunity since we don't rely on selling artwork to show artwork from people who maybe have not sold or shown their work in a commercial setting before. We also are completely free for artists to apply, to exhibit, and we take as little of a percentage of sales as possible because we want it to be, you know, an opportunity that is affordable and accessible to artists. We really like to showcase local artists who are unrepresented or underrepresented, maybe curators or collectives. We are moving away from showing just single artists. So for the first time in this upcoming year, 2025, we're not going to have any solo exhibitions, which is a big change for us. But I'm really excited because that means we're going to be able to show even more local artists.
Well, a lot of exciting things going on at the gallery. Mentioned that a number of times. You've brought up the exhibitions at the gallery. What is the current exhibition that's going on? Is that something folks are going to be able to see at the 10-year anniversary celebration? And how long is that going on?
Our current exhibition, Magnuson Makers, is open through December 21st. So even if you can't attend the anniversary celebration, you still have an opportunity to see this awesome exhibition. It's actually the first time that we've been able to collaborate with the communities that live within Magnuson Park. We've partnered with musician and visual artist Heza Feza to bring this exhibition to life after over a year and a half of planning. So a lot of the artists that are featured in this exhibition have not had the opportunity to show their work in a gallery before. And it's also the first time that I know of, or at least since I've been at the gallery, that we've been able to incorporate time-based media like music and video. You'll even have the opportunity to listen to some records that were created by artists that live in the communities at Magnuson Park.
Well, that sounds like a very interesting exhibit. I wasn't aware of kind of the audio component to that. Really looking forward to checking that out. And an incredible opportunity for the community to get more involved with Magnuson Park Gallery and all those events and activities that you've got going on. You've mentioned that the gallery is going to be doing some of those maybe larger or group exhibitions. What do you have coming up after Magnuson Makers?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about 2025 at Magnuson Park Gallery. We've just finalized our schedule for the next year, and I'll give you a little bit of an overview or teaser of what you have to look forward to. We're going to kick off January and February with an immersive exhibition featuring mixed media textile works of Johanna Porter and Alice Wood. We are also going to end the year with another duo show, which is going to feature large-scale paintings by Rowan Erickson, which will be exhibited alongside colorful sculptural works by Claire B. Jones. During the year, you're going to want to look out in your email or on social media because we're going to have two exhibitions with an open call. What that means is that we're going to put out an ask to the community to submit artwork to be featured in these two exhibitions. For the second time, we're going to have our Environmental Ties exhibition, which is in partnership with Park Punks. We're also going to have the 5th annual Plein Air Views of Washington exhibition, which we host in collaboration with the Plein Air Washington artists. We also are going to partner with the Building 30 West artists. Kathleen Coyle, who is a member of that community, is going to present her students' work. And then in September and October, you'll actually have the chance to see Kathleen's work alongside the other artists of Building 30 West during our Small Works from Artists of Building 30 West exhibition, which we've been hosting every year or every other year since the gallery opened.
Well, a lot coming up then. You've got one right now going into that 10th anniversary celebration on Saturday, November 23rd, 12 to 4 p.m. But outside of that, if folks aren't able to make the anniversary celebration, when can they visit the Magnuson Park Gallery to view the current exhibit or any of these future exhibits?
Yeah, so the current exhibition is open until December 21st on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 12 to 3. The gallery is open to the public. If you're interested in private viewing hours for any reason, you can also email us and we're happy to open up at your convenience so that you can see the artwork in an environment that's comfortable for you.
So the website space@magnuson.org, where folks can go to find more information about the gallery and some of those exhibits, that email you mentioned, what would be a good email address if folks are looking to learn more?
Yeah, you're welcome to email maddy@space@magnuson, which is the same as our URL. You can also DM us on Instagram, find us on Facebook. I am the one who checks all of those. So either way, you'll be able to find me.
All right. Lots of ways to get involved in connecting with the gallery. Get a private tour if you're not able to make those 12 to 3 p.m. open to the public showings Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, the other side that you've mentioned with the 10th anniversary celebration is the artist studios. What can you tell us about the artist studios, maybe a little overview of what those are and how Magnuson Park Gallery is connected to the studios and the artists?
Yeah, so since we are operating in Magnuson Park, the building is owned by Seattle Parks and Recreation. So though we are a closely knit part of the community within the building, we don't actually handle the rentals or facilitate the rentals of the studio space. I work closely with the artist as well as somebody who kind of is the liaison for the building, and we host the biannual Open Art Studios event, and that typically takes place in the spring and the fall of each year. Many of the artists in the building have been there since the building opened 10 years ago, so if you are able to come to any of those events, it's going to give you a great idea of the different types of artists that have been creating in that building since it was built.
Well, that would be a great opportunity to learn more about the history of the Magnuson Park Gallery and the collaboration with those artist studios, that history of going into this 10th anniversary celebration. With the studios, do you know how many studios or artists are currently in Building 30?
There are about 30 studios in the building. And occasionally we do have artists who leave the building. So there's a little bit of turnover, and we have a couple new artists that join us every year.
And then the studios themselves, how are those typically used? Are they used as studios creating the art? Are they used as galleries for the artists, a combination? How do you see the studios typically being used?
Yeah, so we're the only gallery space with open hours to the public in the building. There is a huge variety of ways that the studios are used. We have a number of artists who teach classes in their studios. We've got some people who teach classes to youth as well as adults. We also have a glass blower who does not blow glass in the building, but he has a lot of his work in the building, and he'll have guests to his studio to see what he's working on. We also have a photography studio, a jewelry studio, and then a number of different people who paint in all different types of painting mediums. We also have a cello school, and that about sums up the variety that we have in the building, but we are the only gallery.
All right, but a lot of variety with those artist studios. Try to check them out during the open artist studios, especially during the 10th anniversary celebration this weekend. You've mentioned that Seattle Parks and Rec kind of manages that side, the artist studio side with the rentals and stuff. What about the gallery? Is the gallery open for rentals if folks want to show their art, have an event? What does that look like?
Yeah, so if you're interested in exhibiting visual art in the gallery, you're going to want to follow our newsletter and social media so that you can submit to those open shows. We do have a very limited number of opportunities throughout the year to rent out the gallery. So this is a great opportunity for artists, curators, collectives, anyone who's looking to produce their own show. When we have a show in the gallery, it is typically one that we facilitate, we produce, we control the artwork that's on the walls, we manage the marketing of the event. But if that's something that you want to take on, you can come in and you can rent the gallery for a week or 2 weeks. But again, those slots do fill up very quickly because we are planning things a year in advance. So if you're interested in taking advantage of an opportunity like that, you're going to want to contact us before the end of the year, if possible.
All right. And that contact are those email addresses you shared, correct?
Correct.
All right. And can you share them one more time for our listeners?
Either info@spaceatmagnuson or Maddie, M-A-D-D-Y, @spaceatmagnuson. You can also DM us on Instagram under that same URL or on Facebook.
Perfect. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren, talking with Maddie Berkman from the Magnuson Park Gallery about their upcoming 10th anniversary celebration taking place Saturday, November 23rd from 12 to 4 p.m. at Building 30. And Maddie, we've talked about the Magnuson Park Gallery. We've talked about the artist studios. You've mentioned some of those activities and programs that Magnuson Park Gallery is doing. Are there any programs that you'd like to specifically highlight or let our listeners know about?
Yeah, I have a couple of things I'd love to mention. I briefly brought up that we have an exhibition called Plain Air Views of Washington, produced in collaboration with the Plain Air Washington Artists, otherwise known as PAWA. Part of this exhibition includes something called a plein air paint out, and we're going to have this for the third year in a row, and it's an opportunity for artists from all over the state to come to the park, enjoy the scenery, and paint outside. Plein air is the tradition of painting landscapes outside, and so because we are located in the park, it gives us a really awesome opportunity to invite people to come and paint here. It also gives the public an opportunity to watch artists in action as they finish those pieces of artwork throughout the park. At the end of the day, we typically have everybody back to Building 30 where they're able to show the work that they have been creating during the day, and the public is invited to attend that event as well. We are still working on the exact date because it is in collaboration with another organization, but if you follow us in our newsletter or online, you'll be the first to know when we pick that date.
Well, you've mentioned the email, you've mentioned the website. Now you're mentioning newsletter. We've heard about the social media. How do folks get more information? What is the social media handle? How do they sign up for the newsletter? How do they get that information about the upcoming events, exhibits, and everything going on with Magnuson Park Gallery?
Yeah, so you've got a number of different ways that you can stay in touch with us. You can find us on Instagram at Space at Magnuson. You can find us on Facebook under Magnuson Park Gallery. Our URL, spaceatmagnuson.org, on our homepage, there's an opportunity to sign up for our newsletter. I think that's it. Those are the ways.
All right. So a few different ways there. Sounds like a good starting point is the website spaceatmagnuson.org. So make sure to check that out. Check out the social media. Sign up for the newsletter. Find out everything that is going on with Magnuson Park Gallery. With Magnuson Park Gallery being in Magnuson Park and surrounded by such a vibrant community in the park and in the surrounding neighborhoods, what do you see as the benefit of having Magnuson Park Gallery where it is?
Yeah, so art galleries feel like they are few and far between in North Seattle, and especially in this area in Sandpoint. So Magnuson Park Gallery really has a unique role in the community. Also, because there's such a huge range of people that visit the park, whether they're here for the dog park, the sports fields, or the brewery, they're still able to all come to the gallery, and the artists are able to reach a really broad audience. This exposure really feels like it helps bring art to people who might not typically visit an art gallery. Also, because we are showing and selling art at all levels, it gives people an opportunity to really connect with the work that they see and have the opportunity to bring it home as well.
Well, that connection to Magnuson Park itself, you've mentioned the Magnuson Makers exhibit going on right now in the Magnuson Park Gallery. Again, you can see that at the 10th anniversary celebration taking place this weekend. How else does Magnuson Park Gallery connect with the Magnuson Park Sandpoint community? Are there other activities or programs specific to this community here in Magnuson Park and the surrounding area?
There has not been in the past, which is why we're so excited to have this Magnuson Makers exhibition. And we actually have been talking with Heza Feza about making this an every other year exhibition. So now that we have started to connect with the over 2,000 people that live in the park, at Mercy, at Solid Ground, at the Sandpoint Cottages, we've reached out to those communities to invite them to showcase their work in the gallery. And because there are so many people that live there, if we're not able to show all of that work this year, we are planning on having this exhibition again in 2026.
Awesome. It sounds, again, like an incredible exhibit, and I'm really looking forward to checking it out this weekend at the anniversary celebration. You've mentioned a number of partners that the Magnuson Park Gallery works with. Are there any others? I know you've dropped a bunch. Are there any others that you'd like to highlight that you've worked with or are planning on working with for some of these upcoming exhibits, events, and activities?
Yes. Well, I feel like I need to state that we get to collaborate with Space 101.1 FM because we host the Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange podcast. You may have heard it on air, or you might have found it on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. One of our volunteers, Terrico Summers, sits down with an artist from almost every exhibition, and we get a chance to hear about their artistic process, as well as the artwork that they're showing in the gallery. We feel like it's a great way for the community to learn more about the artists behind the exhibitions, gain insight into their creative journeys, and hear about the stories behind the artwork. It also allows us to share the voices of the artists themselves and deepen the connection between the gallery and the public.
Definitely a great way for folks to learn more about what is going on in Magnuson Park Gallery, learn from the artists themselves about these exhibits. If you are looking to listen to Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, also check out space101fm.org/schedule. to see a schedule of programs when it is going to air during the week as new exhibits are coming up. So Maddie, thank you for sharing that. Definitely a great connection between the gallery and the radio station. Now, we've spent a bunch of time talking about all of the activities, programs, exhibitions, events, all of that going on with Magnuson Park Gallery, including all the, or at least some of the future events that are coming up. With all of this that is going on, I'm sure there is pretty much always a need for volunteers, like there is with pretty much any nonprofit organization. For folks who are interested in volunteering, what do those opportunities look like?
Yeah, we have a number of different ways that people can volunteer for the gallery. I always love help with exhibition setup and event planning, as well as community outreach. All of those things are kind of large tasks, but if you want to get involved doing things like passing out posters or flyers for the exhibitions, hanging them up in your favorite local coffee shop, or inviting your friends, that's a great way to help as well. We also have internship opportunities for high school, college, or grad school students. And during our open hours, we typically have a volunteer gallery attendant, which is somebody that will sit in the gallery during open hours and answer questions for guests, as well as make sure that the gallery opens and closes okay on schedule.
And if somebody is interested in any of those opportunities, how would they get connected to volunteering with the Magnuson Park Gallery?
If you're interested in any of those volunteer roles, the easiest way is going to be to send us an email, info@spaceatmagnuson, or my name, Maddie, M-A-D-D-Y @spaceatmagnuson. You're also welcome to fill out the contact form on our website, DM us on Instagram, on Facebook, or come into the gallery and introduce yourself.
Again, if you are interested in volunteering with Magnuson Park Gallery, spaceatmagnuson.org. Check out the website, fill out the contact information, email them, find the social media, or you're always welcome to come in when the gallery is open, 12 to 3 p.m. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, or reach out to Maddie, reach out to the gallery if you'd like to schedule a private tour of the exhibitions that are currently going on. And of course, 10th anniversary celebration this Saturday, 12 to 4 p.m. at Building 30, Magnuson Park Gallery, and the Open Artist Studios. So we've got the volunteer opportunities, other ways that folks can contribute if they aren't able to volunteer with the gallery. Monetary donations, in-kind donations, material donations, what does that look like for the gallery?
Yes, well, we always accept monetary donations. You can do that either in person with a card or in cash or check, or you can do it online. Monetary contributions help us offer free exhibition opportunities for all artists, as well as keep all of our programming free for the community. You are also invited to donate any art supplies or art books that you might have for our little free library. We also use supplies like that when we host our workshops, and that, again, helps keep everything free for the community, as well as free for artists to exhibit their artwork.
All right. So spaceatmagnuson.org. Check that out for those monetary, those in-kind material donations. Definitely get in touch with the Magnuson Park Gallery. As we're wrapping up here, is there any other programs, events, activities that you would like to share with our listeners, or any final thoughts that you have?
Just in case you're not able to make it to the Open Art Studios and 10-year anniversary celebration, but still want to see Magnuson Makers and still want to meet those artists, on December 13th from 5 to 7 p.m., we're hosting a closing reception. So the week before the exhibition closes, the artists are invited to come to the gallery to meet the public, and we can all view the exhibition for one last time.
All right. Well, hopefully we see folks at the 10th anniversary celebration this Saturday, November 23rd, 12 to 4 p.m. at Building 30. If not, make it out to the reception for Magnuson Makers or stop by to see the exhibit. Remind us again when the exhibit ends.
Yeah, so this exhibition, Magnuson Makers, is open until December 21st.
All right, December 21st. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 12 to 3 p.m. is when the Magnuson Park Gallery is open to the public. So hopefully we see you out there very soon. One final question for you, Maddie. Is there a song that you associate with Magnuson Park Gallery?
Yes, I think I would have to pick A Walk by the artist Tycho.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, learning more about Magnuson Park Gallery, and especially the 10th anniversary celebration coming up this weekend. Maddie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Maddie Berkman from the Magnuson Park Gallery, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary this Saturday, November 23rd, from 12 to 4 p.m. at Building 30. At the celebration, you'll be able to tour 30-plus artist studios, view the Magnuson Makers exhibition from artists living and creating in Magnuson Park, visit the Historic Officers Club for additional programming, and enjoy a special reception in the Magnuson Park Gallery with a celebratory toast at 2 p.m. If you aren't able to join us for the 10th anniversary celebration, the current exhibition, Magnuson Makers, will be on view in the gallery until December 21st with an artist reception on Friday, December 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. The Magnuson Park Gallery, which is located in Building 30, is open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 12 to 3 p.m. Magnuson Park Gallery's 10th anniversary celebration, taking place this Saturday, November 23rd from 12 to 4 p.m., is free and open to the public, but registrations are encouraged. To learn more, to register in advance, or for more information about Magnuson Park Gallery and its current exhibition, Magnuson Makers, visit space@magnuson.org. And for more events coming to Magnuson Park, be sure to check out a recording of the latest Magnuson Park events episode by visiting space101fm.org/exploringmagnusonpark and tune in at 2 p.m. on the first Thursday of every month for even more events coming to Magnuson Park. With that, I'd like to say a special thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, are looking for a schedule of our programs, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And stay with us for some amazing programs coming up this afternoon. And don't forget to tune in again next Thursday at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren, broadcasting from Space 101.1 FM, the coolest radio station in the galaxy. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you at Magnuson Park. Walking.